Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in Air Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. On the Life in Air Show podcast, on this show that you're listening to right now, we help people make more, work less, and live better lives. And that last part is really what it's all about. And, you know, making more and working less, that's all for the function of having a life you love. Speaking of a life you love, like, it is the holidays right now. We are in the holiday season, and this is a time where you're going to be surrounded by friends, by family, hopefully, you know, by loved ones. And for some people, it isn't quite the joyous occasion that they'd hoped. And so we want to kind of talk about that a little bit, man. I am joined by Polish Peter, who we're going to have this dialogue with. I almost forgot about you there, man. Sorry, dude.
Hey, you know what? So that leads me to, you just totally let me just...
I set it up for you, bro.
Let me up here. Okay, so listen, some of you may be right now, as you're listening to this particular podcast, might have what's called a Cousin Eddie. Remember the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Cousin Eddie coming to town. Vojo hasn't been to my Thanksgiving yet, maybe because he is a Cousin Eddie. I don't know. But, you know, there might be some people in your life that are coming into your dinner table and in the Christmas and holidays or whatever, Thanksgiving, that might be a challenging relationship or whatever, right? Or the stress of the holidays, how you work through that, how you make sure that this is going to be a great holiday season, and it's going to be impactful for all of us in a good way.
Yeah, dude. So do you guys have a big Thanksgiving thing, a big Christmas thing? Like, what do you guys do?
Well, I mean, I will tell you this. So because my wife, she's Chaldean, so they have a big family. So they all get together. It's a pretty big deal. I mean, I might have a small family here. It's only my mom over here. My sister is in Tennessee. So, so it is on that side. Yeah, it's a pretty big thing. And they have their own little customs. And I mean, I have my customs from when I was growing up and think traditions that we do. So we try to incorporate some of those things back and forth. And for Christmas Eve, sometimes we go to my mom's for like a Christmas Eve dinner. It's a big tradition in Polish culture. It's called Vigilia. So we do some of those things. But how about you guys?
Yeah, man, we have, you know, my wife's family, my family, we all kind of get together. You know, most of my family's close, so we kind of all try to get together. And, you know, I love the holidays, and especially, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's just this awesome holiday. You know, even, I mean, I guess the whole thing starts with Halloween, but like, I think you have an issue because I think there's three kind of things I think it's worth talking about here. Is like, one is, you know, how do you deal with the holiday season if maybe it's a tough time for you? Mm-hmm. And if you don't have family around, or if you're feeling isolated and lonely and kind of, you don't have that celebratory spirit. The second thing is like when you mentioned, like, you know, you have Cousin Eddie at your house, or, you know, some member of your family maybe that you don't super get along with, or maybe even downright don't get along. How do you handle that? Mm-hmm. And the third thing is, you know, how to avoid just the stress in general of the holidays. Because for a lot of people, it can be very, you know, I gotta cook all this, I gotta make that, I gotta have, you know, all my presents, you know, all, and it can be super stressful, and you kind of miss the whole purpose of it, man.
Right. And yeah, I can understand from every single position, because there's a lot of people that have those kinds of situations happening. So let's talk about the last one, start from the end, as you were talking about, you know, stress of it, of the holidays and getting everything prepared. And, you know, like in our Polish tradition, we got, you know, 12 different or 11 or 12 different dishes that we're looking for the Vigilia to make. So there can be a lot of that kind of stuff. So how you deal with that? Well, one of the things that I would encourage you, if this is something that happens for you, recognize that there is, be aware of the fact that there is some need for certainty, you know, to make things right, to make it perfect, to make it that it's enjoyable for you or for the family, right? And what's the reason behind it? Is it because you want to make sure that everything's perfect? Is it because that you want to make sure that the people who are at that, you know, family event, there is a good connection, they enjoy themselves, and that we connect in a deeper level on things like that, right? So first, in recognizing, being aware that what's the reason behind it that has you being stressed out. Once you recognize that, I would encourage you to look at from the perspective that, think about it this way, nothing can ever be perfect. There is no perfection in anything, really. The more you try to make something perfect, there's another level that's not going to be perfect and another level that's going to be perfect, right? So maybe just recognizing that, you know, if that dish doesn't get cooked all the way or doesn't happen, you know, it's okay. It's all right. And I will tell you this, like from my childhood, from my, you know, experiences, sometimes the hiccups were the coolest, most memorable times of my childhood, right? And growing up, and even in today's, you know, as I was an adult. So sometimes those things that don't work out as well as you would like them to can be one of the coolest, most memorable, fun events to remember later on. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, dude, for me, it all starts with like really, you know, when, you know, for instance, like my wife is a super planner, and she's like, you gotta get the chairs down, put the, you know, today. Now, by the way, we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we got to get this. You know, she's starting all the stuff, and she has all the cooking stuff in place. And she's like, I need you to get the chairs down and like extend the table. I'm like, babe, we'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow morning. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
before people get here. Right.
I'm like, I joked, I'm like, while you're at it, why don't we plan for Christmas 2030 too? And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm asking you the day before. And I like teasing her. Mm-hmm. I'm yep. difficult to live with. And, but
your cousin Eddie, aren't you, at that house?
Listen, dude, like at the end of the day, like to me, this is what I always remember is what is the theme of the holiday and why is it important? So Christmas, it's Jesus's birthday. Like yep. that is the only celebration that matters. Thanksgiving to me, what am I thankful for? And listen, if all of our dishes come out terrible, who cares really, like, and for the people that get all upset, like there's something else beneath that is kind of causing them to really kind of, like, you know, maybe they want, like you said, they want it to be perfect, or they're trying to bring the family together, or, you know, whatever it is, but it doesn't matter.
It does matter to them, but I just want them, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're losing
the
point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're stressed out over like Thanksgiving, right? If you're stressed out over Thanksgiving, how is that being thankful? Like, to me, you know, today, my 6-year-old's off from school. And so we made cards. It says like Happy Thanksgiving. And inside she was writing what she's thankful for. And like, I love that. And I want mm-hmm. that. You know, I remember, I've never done this before for my family. I went to my friend's house several years ago. His name was Nick. And everybody went around in a circle and they said, hey, you know, and I'd never done this before. I'm like, what's going on right now? Like, everybody took a second to say what they're thankful for. And I'm like, dude, I freaking love that, man. Like, mm-hmm. it's awesome. Yeah. Like, and I love stuffing my face. Yes, I love passing out because I'm so full of turkey. But none of that really matters. And so, like, I just encourage anybody that has an annoying family member, or maybe you guys argue over politics, or someone's kind of obnoxious, or there's some beef. Like, mm-hmm. who cares? Like, let it go. Like, it just, it's not important. Don't let it ruin your day. Don't let it ruin the theme of why you are celebrating together. And you know what? Maybe just have a second of reflection on not only how thankful you are, but also, like, and we talk about this a lot in the podcast too, man. People that are kind of like, whatever word you want to use, irritating, annoying, obnoxious, it's because there's a reason behind it. They're not just mm-hmm. a bad person. They've gone through things, or they're experiencing things, or they're stressed out, or they were raised up a certain way. Like, yeah. So you don't have to like make a story about it as if like you just blame and I mean, just enjoy yourself. Like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So listen, I will, from the personal development, as far as like what's going on between the 2 years, here's what I want to encourage you, the listener, to think about this. If you really think about this, the expectations are what's causing, you know, how this is going to go, how it's not going to go, the stress, the cousin Eddie, or whatever it might be, right? It's the expectations and the meaning that we associate with that particular situation, with how it's supposed to happen. So a lot of times, someone, think about it this way. Who has to plan it out, has everything needs to be done a certain way, they have a pretty high expectations of how it needs to plan out, right? So I talk to my students quite often about this, because here's the thing. at the end of the day, a lot of times we can't really avoid the expectations that we put out there, right? So you can have these expectations on how you plan on doing this, how you plan on having that dinner table set up, how you plan on, having conversations with people. But here's the thing. It is just an expectation at the end of the day of what you think may or may not happen. You have no idea what's actually going to happen because it's in the future. Now, you may have some, past experiences, past conversation with this Cousin Eddie. You know how Cousin Eddie is, but it's still an expectation how Cousin Eddie shows up. So here's the thing. Once you recognize that, I would encourage you, the listener, to consider letting go of that expectation and just be in the moment. One of the things that I think helps a lot of people, when you are present in the moment, do you get upset? I would consider that you're not getting upset. You're getting upset because either like something is not working like you were hoping to, or the dinner wasn't done correctly. So you are upset about the fact that, let's say potatoes got burned, or now Cousin Eddie might actually open his mouth and say certain things. So there is always, your mind is either in the past or in the future, the possible future kind of a thing, right? But when you're in the present moment, like you're literally being present in the fact, you're sitting there at the table and you're enjoying the conversation and you are, well, maybe not enjoying, but you are present in that conversation, a lot of that issues tend to go away because you can just be there. You know what I mean? How it happens, you know what I mean? So I think that's another way of looking what you were saying, Bojo.
Well, that's what I mean, dude. Like I've had Thanksgivings on paper plates and plastic cups, and it was awesome. And mm-hmm. you just enjoy yourself while you're there. Now, one thing we didn't discuss, and this could be relevant. You have Cousin Eddie there, and they kind of start. They're behaving in a way that is unacceptable. I feel like at some point it is you got to decide what that. I kind of think of this as like a. It's a dimmer switch, right? You don't have, hey, they're annoying, hey, they're not annoying. It's like, how annoying are they, or how much are they imposing on or affecting you and things like that in the celebration. And so once you've reached that point where you feel like this needs to be addressed, I don't think there's an issue with like, quietly and lovingly pull them aside and say, hey, listen, love having you here. Like it really means a lot. And I can see that, everybody else is enjoying your company too. Just a couple things I just got to tell you right now, that maybe this isn't the exact word you use, but you come from a place of love and say, hey, I think it'd be, if you can avoid, dropping F-bombs, in front of the kids, I'd appreciate it. And, mm-hmm. See how they respond. Like you may have a story, by the way, that they're gonna flip out on you, and now you now the way you say it is expecting them to flip out, which causes them to flip out, right? And so, or instigates them to flip out. And so, again, and if they give you a hard time, say and then say, listen, man, like if they give you a hard time, de-escalate. Say, hey, listen, I'm not trying to be offensive. I really, I enjoy you here, but you've got to just take into consideration that this is the situation we're in. And if they listen, if they don't, we listen, dude. We had at our wedding, we had two people leave because they had sat at the front table for immediate family, mm-hmm. and they were offended when they were asked to move back to a table for regular guests. And if you have a conversation with somebody at a holiday and they're at your house, and they leave, like. You want to avoid that, but like at the end of the day, I think you got to do what is best for you and for the situation. And so I say, and by the way, most cases are not going to escalate to this, and so we are kind of addressing the extreme example right now.
Yeah,
maybe someone's getting drunk, or someone is like really misbehaving in a way that is not it's disruptive. And then I think it is fair to have a private conversation. Don't call them out in front of everybody else. That's not the way to do that, but like you just pull them aside privately and gently and see if you can reach some common ground where, and who knows, maybe they have something going on. You have a chance to kind of like, connect with them.
Yeah. Or someone is dumping their, from his RV into the sewer in front of the house. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes out of that movie, man.
It is hilarious. Hey, we'll get right back into our interview. But before I do, I want to tell you about something that's incredibly awesome and amazing. And that is what I consider to be our freedom formula in Life and Air. Now, if you're a Life and Air, you've been following us for any period of time, you know we're all about helping you create a life and business you love. You need to have both, right? You can't just have a great life and your business isn't making you any money, because that's gonna stink. And you can't have a business that completely takes up all of your free time and you're stressed out and running around with your hair on fire, because then you're not gonna have the life you want, right? And so you need to have both of these. And that's why we have two events. We do these all over the country. We do a handful per year. Peter and I teach these personally. And this is the Get a Life Getaway and the Business Builder Workshop. So if you don't have the life you want, you need to put together your vision and your plan for what your blueprint for the ideal life you want to live in every single area, and reverse engineer the exact steps to make that a reality, get to the Get a Life Getaway. If business is your challenge right now and you need to go there first, totally cool. We totally get that. And so come do our Business Builder Workshop, because we teach you how to run a real business, not one that requires you to do everything in it and wear all the hats and have you running around with your hair on fire constantly. Like, that's not a business. That's a job. And it's a bad job because you got a bad boss and you're the bad boss. And so let's get you out of that role. Let's help you create a business you love that works without you. So you have time for the vacations. You have time for life's curveballs. You have time to do all the things you want to do and the finances to support that and finance it. So go to lifeinner.com right now. We also have a very special offer on both of these events, and I can't tell you how long it's going to last because I don't know. Peter, tell them about the special promo we've set up.
So here is the special promo we got have for you. Because you're a loyal listener to us, you listen to the podcast, you endure the listening to both of us here every single week, we have a special 50% off coupon. That's 50, half of it off. So when you go to lifeinner.com, click on the tab up at the top of the page called Events. Pick the event that you want to go to. At the checkout page, there is an area called the promo code. Type in the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's my English language. I think I got this right. Podcast, right?
Yeah.
Hit apply and you're going to instantly get 50% off your ticket price. Come to the event. Introduce yourself to us. We're going to be there. Tell us you found us on the podcast. You got it from here. We love meeting the listeners from the podcast. And let's help you create the life that you want and your business that you love.
Let's do it. We'll see you guys at an event soon. Put this on the calendar. This will change your life. This will change your business. Let's get back to our podcast episode right now. So I hope that, like I said, I hope that helps right there. And I know, just try to always have especially during the holidays, just be extra understanding of people and try to be really kind of like, I'm not saying to allow people to violate your boundaries or behave in a way that is, you know, seriously like and objectively destructive, but like, just be careful with that. The next thing, dude, you have something to say?
Yeah. So I would just one thing I would add to this is, think about it this way. If it's a family or anybody, like friends or whatever, there might be something that you both agree on. Because think about it this way, what's upsetting people is things that we don't agree on, right? So that's what's getting upsetting in the conversations and being with people. So there is this, you know, Tony Robbins said this famously, right? I mean, I love his quote, where focus goes, energy flows, right? So if you start thinking about what is it something that we can both agree on, and you start that, maybe it's just you agree on the fact that you guys both want to have a good holiday season. Maybe you just, you know, agree on the fact that you both all want to be at this dinner table. Maybe you just agree on the fact that, you know, we're all a family kind of a thing, right? But something that you can agree on can minimize, like Vojo said, the dimmer switch, lower it so you're not going into that heated conversations, you know? And by the way, I would say that certain conversations, maybe there is, you agree beforehand that certain conversations are not being talked about at the dinner table. If you have a, let's say, political stuff and you guys don't agree on, maybe that's something that we agree on, but then we're not going to talk about it at the dinner table because there's something more important here, right? Like enjoying ourselves and being with a family and things like that, right? So
totally.
Those kinds of things can really help you to have an enjoyable holiday season. And think about it this way. At the end of the day, like Vojo said, it is about what this actual holiday is about and just keep coming back to that and enjoying the family and spending the time. And then think about it this way, even if you're whatever age you are, you look back at your life, some of the most favorite holiday times might have been that didn't work out the way you planned it to be. So it could be another one for you.
Totally, man. Well, and the other thing I'd say is, like, let's say for the person who maybe they're alone for the holiday season, or they, you know, are feeling like, you know, there is a lot of tension in their family, and they're not gonna be able to enjoy it. You know, I'd say something similar, and that is, like, remembering the theme, the and what's behind the holiday while you're celebrating it can really help with this. And what I mean is, like, you know, at the end of the day, let's say take Thanksgiving for instance, because it's right around the corner. Let's say you're not celebrating Thanksgiving dinner for whatever reason. What could you still be thankful for in your life? And you can use that, that instance and that reflection to enjoy the progress you've made, the things you've experienced, the people you're surrounded with, even if it's not right then in that moment. And you know what? Have your own little Thanksgiving. Like, be show yourself that you're thankful for loving yourself, and that you can, you're not going to lose the theme of Thanksgiving simply because you don't have people right then and there to celebrate it with. Because that's such a small blink of an eye in terms of, like, our lives, and, like, so don't let that get you down, but rather use it as just your own little kind of opportunity to sit back, reflect, be thankful, and you know, and also be thankful for not only the things in the past, things in the present, but also things to come. And I think you can really kind of, like, still enjoy the holiday, because to me, these holidays aren't, they're holidays, but to me, they're just special opportunities to celebrate those things, regardless of, I mean, yes, I get it. I would prefer to do this around people that I love and that care about me. But, like, if I couldn't, I don't let it go. Like, still don't lose the opportunity.
Yeah. I would add one more thing to what he's saying is, think about it this way. If you are someone who doesn't have a family, you're alone, and you feel like you're going to spend a holiday by yourself, maybe you have some friends or you know some people that are going to be able to, they're going to be spending time with themselves together. And deep down inside, you wish you could spend time with them, or, you know, maybe ask them. Open your mouth, right? Listen to the nudge. Just ask them if you could, you know, come to dinner, you know, for the holiday season. You don't have to be, you know, alone a lot of different times. So I would encourage you to step out of your comfort zone maybe a little bit. And I get it. I mean, it's gonna be hard sometimes because of maybe you lost a loved one during the holiday season, right? Or you are alone right now. But listen to the nudge. I say this to my students all the time about listening to the nudge, because there's something to that. So ask that friend, ask that person, ask the neighbor. You know what I mean? You never know. In Poland, we have a tradition on that, you know, the night before Christmas, that we have that traditional dinner. And what we do, we set an extra place setting at the table that it's empty, that, you know, nobody eats at. And the reason for that is maybe a stranger that, you know, comes to and has a dinner with us. It's a tradition. So think about it that way. It might really impact you in a to go and not spend the holiday season by yourself. But maybe, you know, there's always going to be a room at somebody's table, you know, so just open your mouth and see what happens.
Well, again, it goes, you know, are you saying to invite other people, Peter, or open your mouth if you're the person who's alone and reach out to others?
Both ways. Think about it this way. Like, I mean, if you know someone who doesn't have anybody in, ask him if they want to come to dinner, you know, for the holiday season. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Last year we had my wife's a couple that are her friends come over because their family wasn't available for to do Thanksgiving. So they came over and it was great. And, like, I'm the same way, man. Like, the more the merrier. Like, I will welcome one and all, like, you know, that's just, I'm with you on that one. So that's a great tip. Well, listen, hope you guys got something out of this. Whether you are getting together and you expect nothing but, you know, fun, that's wonderful. But if there's any stress involved, if there's any potential conflict, or if there's any potential for, you know, you feeling like you don't have a place to go, I hope this is kind of giving you a little bit of, you know, perspective. And also just, again, just remembering what's important with all this. And I think, man, that theme of, like, what's important doesn't just apply to holidays. It applies to everything in our lives. And keeping that proper perspective, I think, will really, really help you navigate some of the areas stories that you don't even have to bother with because they're just not super relevant or they're just not as important as sometimes we think they are. If you like the episode, we'd love for you to share this with somebody who maybe needs to hear this message. If they might be someone who is going to experience something other than pure bliss for these holidays. And as always, we are with you guys here as well. Hope to catch you soon. Take care, everyone.